Welcome to the Marketing Millennials, the No BS Marketing Podcast. I'm Daniel Murray, and join me for unfiltered conversations with the brains behind marketing's coolest companies. The one request I tell our guests, stories or it didn't happen. Get ready to turn the f*** up.
Every 4th of July, Americans take so much joy from a lie that's become one of our most beloved traditions. And this one lie has created a $280 million business, 40,000 fans watching the spectacle, and another million glued to their TVs, me included. When you think American, you think hamburgers and hot dogs. But 60 years ago, hot dogs were just what people thought golden retrievers were in the sun. This is the story of how that all changed when four immigrants turned one of America's most beloved holidays into a marketing stunt, and the hidden lessons in building brand hype that you can apply to your campaigns today.
Ever heard the old marketing expression, slow and steady wins the race? Me neither. That's why Wix Studio is built to help web agencies and enterprises scale smarter and faster. Step into Wix Studio to see more.
One of America's most iconic traditions is built on a lie. It is and always has been a marketing stunt. Legend has it that on July 4th, 1916, in Coney Island, New York, four Polish immigrants decided to clear the air on who was the most American. The only feasible solution was a hot dog eating contest. I mean, it's four competitive dudes. What do you expect? If you think a hot dog eating contest is crazy, me and my friends once played poker every night for 3 weeks straight simply because one of our buddies was overly confident and claimed to be the best, but that's besides the point. These Polish immigrants ran to their hot dog stand in Coney Island with big letters draped on the side. The stand read, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. The four immigrants set a 15-minute timer and got chewing. Jim Mullen, aka the Joey Chestnut before Joey Chestnut, came out on top. The contest generated buzz in the papers. Coney Island goers were eager for the next glizzy contest. What ensued was an annual hot dog eating contest at that very Coney Island stand. The men were on to something. The contest continued to transcend just eating hot dogs. It was a cultural event. People from all over the U.S. would come to see contestants eat more hot dogs in one sitting than I personally have in my entire life. As a protest to the war in Europe in 1941 and in 1971 because of civil unrest, the annual contest was protested. The hot dog contest became a symbol, and Nathan's was using it to promote change. Now, funny enough, like that shitty ex-girlfriend you have, this was all a lie. None of that actually happened. There is zero evidence of a Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest before 1972. Was this a pretty elaborate lie, or is it a genius marketing move? Now, believe it or not, until the 1970s, the hot dog was a foreign food to Americans. Loved by German and Polish immigrants, Nathan Handwerker set out to change that narrative in Americans' eyes. Knowing how Americans operate, Nathan decided to align his brand, the contest, and hot dogs with the 4th of July, America's holiday, hosting the hot dog eating contest every year on the 4th, and it worked like a charm. Other hot dog brands needed to catch up. You get it? Catch up. That's really when the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest started. So why the fake story? Tradition, credibility, imagination, magic, a good old legend. Consumers want to believe in magic, so let them. The legend of Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest pulled on so many fundamental human tendencies. Think Hercules, Robin Hood, and Atlantis. Legends are a unique way to dive deep into underlying psychological themes and conflicts your brand encompasses and solves. By building up this fake backstory, you can see that it's not just about eating hot dogs, right? It's a true test of someone's American roots.
I've only got 30 seconds to tell you about Wix Studio, the web platform for agencies and enterprises. So here's a few things you can do in 30 seconds when you manage projects on Studio. Work in sync with your team on one canvas. Reuse templates, widgets, and sections across sites. Create a client kit for seamless handovers. And leverage best-in-class SEO defaults across all your Wix sites. Time's up, but the list keeps going. Step into Wix Studio to see more.
If this story was told in any other fashion than a legend, consumers would laugh. I mean, you're telling me a 7-inch hot dog determines my patriotism? Please. But wait, you're telling me this contest all started with four men looking to achieve the American dream? That's admirable. I want to be like them, as a matter of fact, I'll eat that hot dog, all right? Just throw some relish on it. The legend was set at a time that was just out of reach for consumers to relate to, so their imagination comes into play, but close enough to be feasible. There are tons of ways to align your brand to cultural events, holidays, and icons, and Nathan's just took an unorthodox approach with this story. What also comes with this legend is a great look into the importance that size plays in perceived credibility and the influence perceived credibility has on outcomes in the market. Nathan's could have gone the route of promoting the first contest in 1972 as their first ever. Consumers love novelty and it would have been a great way to initially build buzz. But they went the complete opposite route and built a false backstory of the iconic origins of the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, an origin story focused on tradition, aligning with the 4th of July, and one that built Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest into something bigger than it actually was. Size is one of the biggest impacts on credibility. Think about it. Are you going to take marketing advice from someone like Daniel, who has hundreds of thousands of followers on LinkedIn, or someone with 1,800 followers? Easy answer, Daniel. Are you going to the hot dog eating contest with a rich 50-year history tied to the American dream, or the one that is hosting its first contest ever? Easy answer. Like it or not, size plays a massive role in how humans perceive others' opinions, brands, and influences our consumption patterns. Every 4th of July, Nathan's hosts their contest in front of the infamous Nathan's Famous Original Restaurant. 40,000 fans gather each year to watch the spectacle in person, and another 1 million plus sit around their TV. I'm part of that 1 million. To watch the contestants inhale hot dogs like their lives depended on it. Nathan's has built a tradition that doubles as hundreds of millions in PR value. Just a note, ESPN's ratings for the hot dog eating contest beat that of the MLB games played on the same day. Pretty insane. Go O's, by the way. The impact Nathan's has had is so profound that if you ask anyone to name an extremely American food, most times they'll tell you a hot dog, a complete 180 from 50 years ago. And if you don't think this marketing stunt worked, realize you just listened to me talk about a hot dog brand founded in 1916 for the last 6 minutes. The official hot dog of the MLB and New York Yankees are wonderful accolades, but Nathan's will always be the official hot dog of the United States. I'm about to go get a hot dog and take some 7 minutes off my life.
Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to hear more great insights from marketing's coolest operators. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the Marketing Millennials podcast and giving it a 5-star rating. It helps bring more marketers into our community.